A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars. Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte with you. 16 weeks from today, BYU football will be playing South Florida down in Tampa. And in my opinion, I think that starting offensive line is going to feature our next guest. He's a newcomer to the BYU program, but don't get it twisted. His impact will not be similar to typical newcomers. It's Kingsley Suamataia. And Kingsley, how has the BYU experience been for you so far?
It's been great. It's been an unbelievable blessing, you know, coming back home to family, but just the boys on the team, and it's been great.
How would you describe spring practices here at BYU?
Oh, it's been amazing, you know, just getting out there after it with the boys, but, you know, we love each other on and off the field and just trying to get each other better.
You went through spring ball last year at Oregon. Is there any similarities between the two programs? Or is this just, you know, high-level college football that all kind of, how would you describe it?
You know, at the end of the day, you know, every college is just like, everyone competes. But over here, it's just, we compete. But, you know, it's the type you pick each other up after the play type of stuff over here. So it's just a brotherlyhood that's different over here.
You mentioned brotherlyhood. You know, family's been a big thing for you. And coming here to BYU, when you entered the transfer portal, what made family such an important aspect to your decision to come to BYU?
You know, it's just hard. You know, my family couldn't come out to every game. So as I, you know, took some time to myself towards the end of the season and did a lot of praying. And, you know, it was my family. That was a big part of me coming back, but also Heavenly Father. I knew how to put the Lord first, and I knew where I needed to come home.
So what does it mean now to be close to family and be at a school that represents your faith with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints?
It's been amazing. You know, just everyone having, like, the same values and just focused on, you know, the small and simple things. So it's been good.
Talking with Kingsley Suamataia here on KSL News Radio. And Kingsley, day one of spring ball, we saw you lining up at that right tackle spot. Have you primarily been there throughout all of spring?
I've been going back and forth, left and right, but it's been good. You know, just I can play right or left, wherever coach needs me at the end of the day. You know, he'll put the best five out there.
How's it been having some of the upperclassmen like Blake Freeland maybe to and just the competition in the room on that offensive line right now?
It's been amazing. Blake's an incredible athlete across the board, the whole line, from Connor Pay to Campbell to LaChance, you know, even Clark, you know. It's just great having older brothers there. You know, we're all working for the same thing, but we all help each other out.
One thing I love about your game and is that you're a kind, gentle guy, but, man, you get nasty on the football field. I remember it was like week one of spring ball. There's a little bit of a chippiness with you and a defensive player after an interception. You like to get nasty out on the field, right?
Yeah, most definitely. most definitely.
What's that feeling like, though, when, you know, the chance to play this fall? Because last year I know you only got one game at Oregon. How much are you looking forward to playing week in, week out at the college level?
Oh, It's going to be great. I'm just excited. You know, I only got to play a little bit due to some things, but I'm just excited.
Again, talk with Kingsley Suamataia here on KSL News Radio. Last few things here for me, Kingsley. Going back to your family, can you describe maybe the family connections that you have to this BYU program?
Oh, from my cousin Chaz, Okay, first of all, everybody Polynesian, I call him my cousin. So, but it's just amazing having my cousin Chaz on the team, my cousin Gabe Summers, second cousin. So it's just amazing having the bloodline that played here before me. But it's just great to see that us cousins, the next generation, could all play together.
Does it mean a lot to you to be that part of that next generation and also kick off an era of BYU football that'll be in the Power Five?
Most definitely. It's been great. Having us three cousins on the team, all second cousins, it's just amazing that we can show off for our family that's all around here.
Last thing for me, Kingsley, do you feel pressure at all to live up to those lofty expectations that were placed on you by recruiting services coming out of Orem High School? Does that weigh on you at all, or are you a guy that kind of embraces that?
Most definitely it doesn't weigh on me. I just embrace it, you know. Stars, nothing matters. I don't really care about that. That's all high school stuff. You know, when you come on the field, everyone's the same, and everyone's just trying to compete to be the best.
Finally, goals for the offensive line in this offense in 2022?
Just to get that natty ring, you know. We're going to get out there. We're gonna be a great team.
Big thanks to Kingsley for hopping onto the program to chat with me. His talents are undeniable. He's going to be a big-time player for BYU football. Taking a break, news, traffic, and weather coming up, and then the top five on the other side. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, and it's always powered by KSL Sports.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.